Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little strange, Carlo, if Brupolo was in Tree Block.
It would be a little strange.
How long before you just talk like a normal person on this? Maybe never?
Never.
All right.
At this point, no.
We need to figure out maybe how to enhance that a little bit, you know, just get you to do a little. All right. Calm down over there with that, with the people's eyebrow. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that
beef.
It is what's for dinner. What is it? Too loud?
Yeah.
All right. It's too low on my end. Maybe that's what I want. Okay, I'm good now. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. Still down?
All right. Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, that's perfect.
All right. This is a great weekend because it's college football. And so if you're tailgating in the Junction or if you're at home watching the games, beef is the star of the show. You got a 6:30 kick, so you got all day. Got time to do a brisket. Got time to do a chuck roast, whatever it is you want to do. Make beef the star of the show for the first college football weekend of the year. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Beef is what's for football.
Thanks for
the pigskin may be the football, but beef is the star of every football game. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Everything maroon and white, everything Mississippi State there at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flow by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Whatever you're looking for, Mississippi State, you know they've got it at College Corner. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only are they going to be invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now, more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to be able to talk to a banker that knows you by name, not just by your account number. A banker that's going to give you a level of respect and service that you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. I know you're all excited. You're all waiting for the three Ps. We are here. But first, the NBA Minute.
Wow.
Of all the little brothers in the world that are out there, the Clippers are the littlest brother. They will never, ever, ever, ever touch Big Brother in L.A.
No.
And now, for sure, they're done. That franchise is done. Lose five first-round picks.
$30 million.
$30 million
fine.
Your owner can't do anything for a year.
There's another guy that's suspended.
Yeah,
for
but he was like the main, like, oh, the go-between. I don't think he was a big deal.
Okay.
He just happened to be. I mean, he's more like the patsy. I agree. I don't normally agree with Stephen A. Smith. I do agree. They should cancel the trade and make Kawhi stay in L.A.
Why?
Because he why should he get off scot-free? He gets to go to
Toronto. Oh, I see what you're saying.
They should make him stay and clean up the mess.
Yeah, they're cooked.
They're cooked. Like, no free agent will play there.
No.
Yeah, like, they're done.
If they're going to L.A., they're going to go to the purple and gold.
Damn right.
Okay.
So, yeah, that franchise is done. As the kids would say, they are cooked.
They are so done.
Chad, are they cooked?
Oh, my gosh, stop. I was actually surprised that it was that hard of a punishment.
Last week, they were like, we didn't find anything.
Yeah.
I was like, they're really going to get off? And then I saw that, I was like, nope.
Sorry.
They did not get off at all.
No.
Five first rounders and stuff. Now, what's funny is that doesn't start until I think till 29. So they
It starts this year.
Did I misread that?
It starts this next draft.
You know who it sucks for?
Who?
The Pacers. Why didn't it go for this draft? You could have had your pick.
I know.
God.
I know. I saw something on Twitter. I don't know if this is verified or not, but they won't have their original first round pick for the next 13 years.
Yeah, because of the different trades
and stuff.
So the Kawhi deal cost them 10 first-round picks and SGA.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, what a bunch of idiots. What an idiot. What a loser.
I can't believe
All
that,
right.
man.
That's the NBA Minute. If you are interested in sponsoring the NBA Minute, reach out to me at heydad@supertalk.fm. It's three-piece time. I mean, this is what we wait for. Preview, playmaker, and predictions for Mississippi State and the University of Louisiana Monroe, formerly known as Northeast Louisiana University. Beat Mississippi State here in 1995, one of the most disgusting games I've ever witnessed. Awful, awful day for the Bulldogs. This should be an awful day for the ULM Warhawks when we really look at it. State is a 28.5 point favorite in this game. That number is low, in my opinion. Mississippi State is better at every single position. They are a lot better at most of those positions. If State's offensive line plays at a C plus or above level in this game, State will cover the spread, maybe even in the first half, and just kind of go from there. I think this game is about two things. Obviously, staying healthy, but more importantly, I think optically, State needs to win this game the way we're talking about. They need Kamario Taylor to put out huge numbers in this game. They need Fluff Bothwell to have a couple of big runs. They need a couple of those long passes to Zion Reagans or Anthony Evans that this offense is known for. State needs to make this. It's not just about winning. It's not just about winning big. It's about looking good while they do it.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's how you win this game is going to be the most important thing. I think it's, barring a horrible, horrible, I don't, there's not, it's not even possible. I can't even say it, but
Right.
they need to win this game convincingly, and they need to do it partly with people in the stands. Because either way, we talked about this week. This game should get out of hand, and it should be, an easy win for them. But how they get to those points and how quickly they can do it and how they look doing it, I think is the most important thing. So, like you said, it'd be a dream start for the offense to look fantastic, both in the run game, Kamario and Fluff, or one of the freshmen maybe get in
Yeah.
the second half, or if it's just 50, 70-yard bombs each time, they need to get to that point and they need to get it fast. I think that line is a little low.
You think it's a little low?
Yeah.
I think it's a lot low, to be honest.
What would you put it at then?
Well, that's the thing. You can't, when you're talking about a Mississippi State team that was 5-8 last
But
year,
also, a team that hasn't
you
played
can't,
this year.
right? You can't, but I'm just saying, like, Ohio State's like a 50-point favorite this week. So Indiana's like a 41, 42 point. They're the reigning national champions. Ohio State is the number one team in the nation, right? A 5-8 team is not going to get a 35, 40-point line
No.
in a game against any FBS opponent. But in reality, if you wanted to talk real talk, yes, it should probably be 35. It should probably be another touchdown. And even then, I would feel good about State's chances of covering it. For Mississippi State, you mentioned something right there. The big plays that this offense is known for, need to see them in this game. All right.
Absolutely.
You want you and but to me, that's an interesting thing that happens. Let's say State does have some of those big plays and they're getting off the field quickly. We've talked about this all offseason. Defensively, Zach Arnett, does he have the depth if his defense is on the field and then they force a stop? State goes two plays, 72 yards, touchdown, defense right back out on the field after 35 seconds. How much defensive depth? State, it's still gonna be hot out there, even though it's at night. They're gonna have to play 30 guys probably on the defensive side of the ball before they clear the bench. Like they're gonna have to show the depth that we've been talking about this offseason, because I do think that this offense in this game in particular is going to be able to have short drives that go for touchdowns.
And it's a warm-up for what they're going to face literally next week. They face one of the best pass rushers next week, but then also in South Carolina the next 2 weeks. So, whether they go three and out later in the season in a few weeks or they get a long touchdown, they're going to face these opportunities regardless. Now, in this game, it's more centered towards they're probably going to score from afar versus a three and out, I would imagine. But either way, this is, a dress rehearsal for that aspect of the game. Anyway, because they're going to have to face teams during the season that are going to shut them out in three and out, or they're going to score like an 80-yard touchdown to Zion Reagans or Marquise Johnson or whoever it is. They're going to have periods this season where it's one or two or three plays, four if there's a punt. and then it's, back on the field. So they're going
Right.
to have to show this depth at some point. It's good they're doing it against a team like ULM versus a team like South Carolina or Minnesota when it not that all the games matter the same in theory, except for the SEC games, made, I guess, more because it's in conference.
Right.
But doing it against an opponent like this versus starting it in Minnesota, I think is a lot better.
Right. You wanted to get a warm-up game in, for sure.
Absolutely.
I would not want to be like, if I was Mississippi State, I wouldn't want to be LSU.
No.
Never mind that they're being sued by their own conference as we
That's
speak.
unbelievable, but not
Is it?
surprising.
Is it
This
though?
whole week has been crazy, and
Nothing.
last week, but
Nothing that touches Lane Kiffin is unbelievable.
college
Apparently,
football.
a lot of things have touched Lane Kiffin, from what the Ole Miss fans will
No,
tell you.
that's a wild statement, and the Alabama coaches
It's not
too.
even a wild statement. It's just the damn truth.
If you,
All right? I didn't lie.
yeah.
So, but that said, they're starting off with Clemson, right? And they're going to probably win, but Clemson is absolutely capable of going into LSU and winning that game,
I get,
especially a distracted LSU team.
I was gonna say, I get more uncertain by the day.
You want to change a pick down at the
No, I'm
top.
not going to,
All right.
but
But that said, Mississippi State needs a warm-up game. They need fans filing out of Davis-Wade Stadium saying, "I'll tell you what, they look pretty good. They look pretty good. Boy, Camario, he looked good. All right, we can beat Minnesota." Sure. You need to start planting the seeds of positivity, of optimism this week.
and you
You
do that in the first half.
need me on Sunday's podcast saying, "I got nothing. I'm nitpicking to find things that were wrong." That's what you need from this performance. You need me saying, "That's as good as they could have hoped for." And the thing is, though, I think I'm going to get that. I think they're going to dominate this game from start to finish. This is a really bad ULM team. I mentioned it yesterday. If you look at Bill Connelly's SP Plus, which to me is one of the top analytics for college football, and it is, there's no human bias in it. It is numbers in, numbers out. There's 138 teams in the FBS. ULM is 136. All right, now state. Here's that video between Rampage Jackson and Ariel Helwani,
Maybe.
where it's like Rampage is like, "I've been in great shape." He pulls his shirt up and he shows off the six pack, and Helwani goes,
Oh, yeah, I have seen
And
that.
Rampage goes, "This man just said,
Yeah, did he just moan at me? Yeah, I'm in the
that's what you
lead.
just did."
Yeah.
No, but anyway,
That video is great.
yeah, I this is not, state in that same ranking is 78. I mean. Me, as a guy who covers Mississippi State, and I won't lie, has emotional connection, I think that feels a little bit low, but that's what the numbers say. The numbers say that this is the second worst team, third worst team in all of college football, the Mississippi State's playing. You should beat them like that. You should beat them like they're the third worst team in college football. This should not be a close game. If it is a close game, you've got real, real issues. And on wherever the side of the ball that made it close. If you can't execute offensively, if you're still giving up plays defensively. As we look closer into the game, I thought about this today. We've been talking about, yards per carry. Like, State should have a good yards per carry in this game. That's a sign I want to see. I want to know what that number is. But I want to even take it further because Camario is going to have a couple of long runs that are going to skew things, right? He could be a guy who has 10 carries for 145 yards, but he had a 50-yard run and a 40-yard run, and the rest of them are just, he plenty got 3 or 4 yards at a time. So I want to know what the running back yards per carry is in this
Yes,
game. What
agreed.
does Bothwell, Wilson, Gayton, are they 6 yards plus per carry? If they're not, that's a little bit of a concern.
That stat also shows the amount of push that this offensive line is going to
Exactly.
generate against a team that's probably them or Tennessee Tech. I mean, no, ULM is probably the worst team they're going to face all the year, maybe Tennessee Tech, but regardless, they're going against an opponent they should dominate. So if they can't get a push against these guys, then yeah, you're in trouble. But I think the yards per carry will be it, specifically with running backs. That was a good stat you brought up there. I think that'll be ultra important because it shows how effective the run game is. Because obviously Kamara is going to be part of it, but it's how when the guys load the box and they take away Kamara's running ability, how effective are you, up the gap, up the A, the B gap, and
Yeah.
outside and with the guys that you have and the state of the offensive line too.
The offensive line is obviously the key to all of this. They have to be better on that in that position group. And again, I've been saying it all season long, and I'll repeat it here. I don't need five All-Americans. I just need a good offensive line. I just need an average offensive line. An average offensive line with a talented quarterback and the skill position guys State has, that's an offense that can do damage, not only in this game, but against Minnesota and against their SEC opponents. C-plus offensive line is fine. If they get anything more than that, it's great.
I'm going to interject. It's gravy. Saturday, they should be an A.
Well, they should be an A. Yes. But here's the thing. They could
but
be
for the season, yes.
Yeah. Like they, you know, an A would be like they have 750 yards of offense. They put 60 points on the board.
Well,
I don't necessarily know that that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But if they're at 540 points, okay.
Again, I think the first half box means the most.
It does. 100%. First quarter box could even make, you know, you really can compartmentalize a lot of this game. You know, looking at the box score on Sunday or Saturday night or whatever,
it's not going to tell you everything.
It's going to tell, I think, I disagree. I think it's going to tell you quite a bit.
Well, I the second half, assuming, I mean, there's a couple ways
you
to go.
You can get a first half box. I mean, you can look at
it. Oh, I thought you were talking about the whole game.
Yeah. Well, in some ways I am.
The whole, I think the most important is the first half.
Yeah.
When you have the starters in. Now, if they leave the starters in more in the first half, then this goes out the window.
I think they play the starters into the third quarter.
Okay.
I really do, because I think they need reps. Kamario needs reps.
Yeah.
How many snaps did he have?
So you think he's going to get pulled probably a drive or two in the third?
You probably let him start the second half, give him one drive, maybe, depending on how many plays, give him two. Don't run anything that, you know, puts him in real danger. A couple quick passes, hand it off, however you want to look at it.
So like 7 minute mark, third quarter, he's gone.
Out of the game.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
And then I guess it's the Parker Puckett show at that point. I'll be very interesting to see.
Dude. Billy.
I'm interested to see who the first QB off the bench is. Is it Swan or is it Puckett?
Got to be Swan, right?
You would think just because of the experience, but that's – and you mentioned the box score. The offense totally changes with him in the game because he's not running the ball. Like, the QB run threat is out the window. So it changes everything for State at that. But at that point, State should have leaned on ULM to the point where they're just willing to wilt. So we'll see. Defensively in this game, kind of the same thing. You know, want domination, want to see the two things I have an eye on: getting after the quarterback. Mississippi State's leading sacker last year had 2.5 sacks on the season. I wouldn't be too mad if I came out of this game and somebody's already broken that. Like, if Will Woodson had 2.5 sacks in this game, I'd be like, all right, that's good. That's a good thing. Want to see, you know, how many guys they're playing. Got word today that maybe Zachary Tillman a little banged up. He might not be on the field Saturday, but Tyler Lockhart coming into that position, there's no drop-off for me for Mississippi State there. Lockhart and Jalen Smith will be just fine. Also, not expecting Aiden Williams to play on the offensive side of the ball.
Really?
Yeah, that just banged
up. Wow.
But that's, you know.
Probably so, more precautionary.
Yeah, and look, that was today's injury report. Today is Thursday. By tomorrow, it could change. But that's just, you know, that's just
a little questionable.
We'll list them as questionable. Very good. You know, no injury report for Mississippi State until week 3 because you don't have to do it for the non-conference games.
Oh, that's what I was talking about. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, there's not an actual injury report.
Oh, that's why I thought you got it.
Sources.
Yeah, okay.
So, we'll see. Defensively, I expect. Am I unfair to say under 200 yards total offense?
No.
Okay. Am I unfair to say under 14 points?
No.
Okay. I mean, then that's my expectation. Under 14 points, under 200 yards of offense. If they're over that, now look, last 2 minutes of the game, they break a 60-yard
run. Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking, too.
There's context to all this, obviously, you know, but I'm interested to see those things. I'm interested to see Jet Jefferson. Like, you know, early in the game when ULM throws, you know they're not throwing over to Kelly Jones.
No.
So how does Jet Jefferson react? How does he do in those situations? If he looks good, that's great news for Mississippi State. And then maybe the player I'm the most excited. I love a highly recruited true freshman. I like because
when does he go in?
When does Braylon Womack get a shot? And can he make a play in the first game? I think, you know, if imagine in the second half he gets an interception, people are going to be like, oh, just go ahead and play him. Just go ahead and play him. You gotta let things slide a little bit. But I'm always excited to see how the most highly recruited guy in a class play, because almost all of them are going to play early, especially now it's 5 for 5, so there's no such thing as a red shirt anymore. You know these guys are going to play. How much does he play? Things like that. That's what I'm looking for defensively. What about you?
I'm looking forward to the blitzes and the fun stuff that Arnett is going to bring. And honestly, I wasn't here. I wasn't covering the team or anything right when Arnett was the coach, when he was the defensive coordinator or anything. So This Arnett scheme and what he does, we've talked about it for months, what it is, but I haven't seen it personally. So I'm excited for that for the most part. And I'm really excited for the secondary. You kind of hit on it there. I was going to touch on it as well. When does Braylon Womack go into the game? I would imagine he doesn't. He'll go in the first half, in my guess, because especially if they're subbing a lot, if there's a three and out or a long play, the safeties need rest. When does he go in?
Probably late first quarter, you probably get his first action.
How effective is the defensive line in the run game is another thing
Very
to
key.
look at, because there were so many games last year, Arizona State, Texas. The only reason those guys were even able to get back in the game is because they were just.
Arizona State, especially.
I mean,
State completely bottled up Sam Leavitt.
how many passes did he throw in the second half?
Not
Under
many.
five?
Not many. And part of that was Will Whitson going out.
Yeah.
They changed the face of what State was able to do defensively. Now, with Whitson, it's such a shame when you have to like preface everything with if he stays healthy. But I really do truly believe that if he stays healthy, he's an all SEC talent.
Definitely.
So,
He's the leader of that defensive line.
yeah.
I think he's in for a big season if he can stay healthy.
All right. Let's move into playmakers and prediction. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Carl and I are still feeling the effects of our wing eating challenge. I'm too old for that,
I
and
didn't eat
you're too young
anything
for it, right?
after that wing challenge.
I had a sandwich last night, and then today I went to with some friends to another restaurant and I had a salad, which if you know me pretty well, I don't normally have salads, but I was like, I can't. I can't eat heavy. I think tonight for dinner I'm gonna have a sandwich as well. Just gonna shake all that off. That being said, I regret nothing. Delicious wings, the best in town. And this weekend, if you're gonna be in Starkville, it's a short walk from Two Brothers over to Davis Wade Stadium. Also, the older brother, a friend of mine, texted me today. He's like, "I'm getting to town tonight. Where should I eat dinner?" I was like, "Older brother, go check it out if you haven't." He said, "That's a good call." So hopefully he'll go check it out. Go get dinner, go get lunch while you're here this weekend in the Cotton District at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the older brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years. If you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need service, same people, same number. They know you know them. And what do you have to do? You just call them and tell them, "Hey, I got a problem." They're in Mississippi, you're in Mississippi. They're going to be able to come help you a lot of times the exact same day because they're just an hour or so away. If you need business technology, you need to talk to Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon and Co. is the place to go. If you're looking for great Mississippi State gear, you're going to be in Starkville this weekend for the game. You know you're going to be looking for new stuff. Maroon and Co. is the only place to go. They have the biggest selection. They have the best selection, stuff you cannot find anywhere else. The great LA7 lines from our friend Luke Alexander. He's been putting out some great stuff lately. It's only at Maroon and Co. So go check that out this weekend. Maroon and Co., marooneco.com. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. Before you set foot in Davis Wade Stadium this weekend, make sure that you've gone to Maroon and Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. Now, look, it's not fall camp, but we are coming up on the fall. It will be here before you know it. They've got great deals going on right now at Scruggs. How about this? Gear up for the fall. 0% financing for 48 months on all John Deere commercial mowers. Zero for 48 on select Gators, and tackle any autumn project with 0% financing for up to 84 months. Carlo, 84 months, that means 0% financing until 2033, which is also the next time the Clippers will have a first-round pick
Wow.
on all
I
compact
see what you did
tractors.
there.
These fall offers are valid through November 30th, 2026. What a great day, November 30th. It's best day of the year. Visit Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden at 3575 Tom Watson Drive in Saltillo or online at scruggsag.com. Scruggs, they have what you want for less. Do you agree? November 30th, best day of the year?
I think I'm missing the mark here.
It's a great day.
Why is it?
It's my birthday.
Oh, there you go. I should have known. I don't know why I didn't get that.
I don't know. I don't know either. I thought everybody knew when my birthday was. Pull the I call you and wish you a happy birthday and be like, "Oh, I thought we had the same birthday." Pull the thing off The Office. You ever seen that? The Office?
I've seen The Office, but I can't quote The Office.
I mean, that's a
It
quotable
was like
scene.
12. How many seasons? 12
Doesn't matter.
seasons or
It's
whatever.
the one where
Quote it again before you put the gun away.
It's the one where it's Michael's birthday, and he
Oh.
calls Jan to wish her a happy birthday, and she's like, "It's not my birthday." And he says, "Oh, I thought we had the same birthday." And so she's
Yeah.
like, "Happy birthday, Michael."
Okay, I
And
have seen that.
yeah,
Yeah,
but
I have.
it's iffy. It's iffy that you're not getting a mark here. Let's put that out.
Fine.
Good Hope Land and Timber. If you're a local landowner in the state of Mississippi, Good Hope Land and Timber, the name to know, the name to trust. If you're trying to buy or sell land right now, Good Hope Land and Timber can absolutely make that purchase or that sale happen for you, be it a big tract of land, huge tract of land, or just a few hundred acres. Whatever you want to do, Good Hope Land and Timber can make it happen. If you're already a landowner and you just need advice and expertise, they're willing to give that as well. Make a quick phone call. They'll be experts in your field this weekend. Good Hope Land and Timber, locally trusted, landowner approved. Call them today at 601-442-9888 or visit them online at g-hope.com. Playmaker time. Who is going to be your I'm going to say no Camario allowed.
That's fine.
Who is your offensive playmaker for the game? The fact that you haven't thought about this
No, I
is
have.
how crazy
I'm
work.
deciding. I've thought about it.
Okay.
I'm gonna go Sam Frisco McGee.
Okay.
I'm gonna go him. You know, people were surprised he was starting in the first depth chart. It's his time now, and I think he's gonna be. I don't think he'll have the flashiest play. I think that'll go to Zion Reagans or some Marquise Johnson or someone. But I think he's going to be the one that's thrown to the most. The guy that on third and six, you need to hit an out route, you get him. I'm going to go him. He, in his first game, well, not his first game, but this year's first game, will show that he can be the most dependent guy, maybe the one, the safety blanket for Kamario, just at least at the first game. That's who I'll go with. What about you?
I like that pick. Why do I need? Got to remember what I'm trying to. Why did I set an alarm? Oh, no, I know. Okay, my phone for whatever reason I can't do reminders, so I set alarms, and then I just have to remember why I set them, which at
People
my age is a problem.
listening in the car are going to be.
Yeah, like what happened? It's even there's one thing you can do to people who are listening in the car. If you say, "Hey," the name of the AI for your phone, it will make everybody's. They'll make their
We
phone.
should do that one time.
I have. It's funny. Anyway, I'm going to go receiver as well, but I am going to go with Zion Reagans. I feel like the last couple of weeks the buzz has been about him. You know, he's taken this starting job by the horns. You know, I think coming into camp, everybody kind of had Marquise Johnson penciled in as a starter, McGee, maybe Aiden Williams. I don't think Zion Reagans was that guy. The same way I don't think Brennan Thompson was. You know, Brennan Thompson came into camp and it was like, no, Brennan Thompson's going to be one of your starting wide receivers. That's that, you know, similar guys, similar build, similar story coming from Oklahoma. I could see him. We talk about long touchdown plays. He's due for one in this game.
Definitely,
I expect to
definitely.
see him with a 60-plus yard catch in this game. So Zion Reagan's my offensive playmaker. Defensively, what do you got?
I think Will Whitson, it's
Will
a
Whitson.
kind of a cop out answer,
Go
but
ahead.
guys have played football since last September. So I think he's going to be just a havoc on the defensive line. I don't think he'll be able to run the ball really at all. And the secondary is obviously going to take care of the pass. So I think he's going to be a real problem for ULM this game. I'll give him maybe a sack and a half, couple tack two tackles for loss, and he's gonna be one of the guys disrupting their offensive line. They're not gonna be able to run the ball, and I think that'll be the biggest takeaway, because State was just so has been so bad with that the last few years at stopping the run. And in this first game he did last year, he Southern Miss wasn't able to run the ball. Arizona State wasn't in the first half. I think he's gonna pick up right where he left off.
I'm going super cop out here. I'm going to go with Kelly Jones.
Don't.
I think he has a pick in this game. I think that he starts the season off right. They will be foolish enough to throw at him once, and he will immediately shut that down. And I think also, you know, I'm interested to see. I feel like ULM will want to run the football. So can he provide some support in the run game? We'll see about that. But I think they'll try him at least once, and he will be like, "Thank you very much." So I'll go with him for my defensive playmaker. Who is your X factor?
X factor in this one. I mean, kind of another cop out. I think it's Kamario Taylor.
Okay, that's super cop out, but go
I
ahead.
will. Well, here's the. Can I? I'll give my reasoning
Go
for
ahead,
it.
go ahead.
The offense, the defense is probably more ready. Like I said this week, than the offense is for this team. Just when you switch coordinators and everything, you know, the defense usually in the beginning of the season is the one humming more than the offense, also includes health and everything. So I'm going to go with Camario as the X factor because he's going to be the reason that either State goes up 28 to 0 in the first quarter or they go into halftime, they're up like 17 to nothing. It's going to be whether he can hit those deep shots and really show how much he's improved as a passer and leading the offense. I think he's the X factor because he runs this offense. It's now very much built around him versus, you know, last year it's kind of with Shapen, he can't move, and then you go to a really dynamic quarterback. It's a little bit different. I'm sure Levy has adjusted to Camario's strengths. So I'm going to go with him because he's going to drive this bus, whether he drives it, you know, 80 miles an hour or we're going 55 in the speed limit is what we're going to see.
All right, I'm gonna stay on the defensive side of the ball for my guy. I'm gonna go with Tyler Lockhart. I mentioned a second ago, I don't know if Zachary Tillman will be out there, so he'll get that starting position. This linebacker group and this defense should be putting up huge numbers. I want to see that. Now, I don't think he plays the whole game, so you know, 13, 14 tackles, maybe not, but 7 or 8 tackles and a sack from Tyler Lockhart would be a great starting point to this season for him. Super talented. Super explosive athlete. I think he shows up for Mississippi State in a big way this season, and it starts here. So Tyler Lockhart is my X factor. First prediction of the year. What do you got?
State's gonna win.
All right.
Score, I'm gonna go 49-10.
Brother, that's a good thunder and lightning when we both agree, because that's my score too. Mississippi State
49-10.
49, ULM 10. It should be total domination.
Yeah.
If it's not, tune in on Sunday for thunder and lightning. But I don't think. I do believe that when we do the things that are true, I'm gonna have to nitpick to find some negative things. I think State looks really good in this one, and I, you know, they take that momentum next week up north when they take on is Minnesota in the north?
Yes.
Okay, I was making sure because I was told, you
M
know,
yes.
told Ohio and Illinois aren't in the north, and
They're not.
Indiana's not in the north.
Ohio and Illinois are the Midwest.
Yeah,
Indiana is the
Midwest of
middle.
what? West of what? West of New
Okay,
York?
look, I get what you're saying.
Like, they're west
That
of
makes sense, but people called the Midwest. Blame the people before me.
or no. I'll admit that. I don't know about
Yeah,
you.
I've met some dumb
Yeah,
people.
me too. All right. Monday show. I haven't come up with the official name for your segment yet. I'm working on that. I think I got a good idea, but we'll worry about that later. But we will have things that are true. We will have coffee as for closers, first ones of the year. That'll be a lot of fun. Tune in on Monday. Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. No rumblings next week. Carlo going back up for treatment. I got it Tuesday. I got to be in Senatobia for a remote at Northwest Community College. I'm just gonna have to do a couple pods by myself, but we will have no rumblings next week, but we will have podcasts all 5 days as we get ready for the second week of the season. This huge matchup with Minnesota. Talk to you guys again on Sunday. For Carlo Barone, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk. This is it.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.